Okay, Chevra, so we're continuing our limud of the halachos of Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos. And as we talked about Pekuach Nefesh, so yesterday we spoke about the first elastic clause, so to speak, in Pekuach Nefesh, which is the din of Yesuvei Daita. But Yesuvei Daita gives us a lot of flexibility, that I can do certain things to relax the chola, to be meshiv das of the chola, and in that way, I can be mechal Shabbos, and that grand. What we spoke about yesterday is the possibility that maybe Yesuvei Daita is more limited for a yoledes than it is for a chola. And that possibility, I think, is a real possibility. And perhaps that's why the Yesuvei Daita for a chayla could only be on Isurim Dirabonan. We discussed that some say only on the Prima Godim, says even on the Raisas. Some say only for Amir al-Nohri. But we thought that the Pshat and the Magen Avram, who's Mitzayin, the Din in Choshen Mishpat, is that any din derabanan is going to be meikol for Yesuvei Daita for the chayla. That seems to be the pshat. Yes, sir.
What would be the sar, why yoledes, why Yesuvei Daita would be a din, why Yesuvei Daita would only be a din by yoledes?
So I thought the pshat was that a yoledes has to be, you disagreed with me about this yesterday.
Oh, we did, we already had
but I thought the pshat right. is that yoledes has to be more active in parturition,
right.
That she has to mamish push the baby out. A regular chayla doesn't really have to be active.
And you're relaxing. It's not just Yesuvei Daita. Yesuvei Daita isn't just for mental health. It's part of the treatment.
Exactly. That you have to be, if you're, again, the way we said it yesterday is that, like, if someone's at risk of a panic attack, so that's mamish chayla sheyesh bo sakana, nothing to talk about. But we're talking about.
Rabbi say that?
What?
Rabbi said that many times yesterday. I didn't know why Rabbi made that assumption.
Because
so
I think when someone is mamish having a panic attack, like such high level stress has a much greater chance of leading to heart attacks or leading to stroke. The way he said, I actually liked his formulation. His formulation was like this. In the case of intense stress, a stressful piece of information enters the brain. It's processed. The brain reacts by adjusting the release of neurochemicals. It may send a signal to the adrenal glands to produce adrenaline, which immediately raises the heart rate. It may signal the blood vessels to narrow, causing the blood pressure to rise. It's not common, but it is possible for such a person to suffer shock or die of heart failure. Right, so intense stress can cause this. Certainly when someone's in a panic attack, that I think is a too likely of a cause. So I think when someone's mamish in a panic attack, it's a real problem. That's what I would argue. The question of Yesuvei Daita is before the person is in mamish a panic attack, but the person needs to be more relaxed, the person is somewhat worried, so then I have my shayla of Yesuvei Daita. That's the way I understood the sugya of Yesuvei Daita, and Yesuvei Daita is what we say is elastic clause number one by Pekuach Nefesh.
That was just, or like anybody says that, or that's just Rebbe's understanding?
I mean, I thought that this is the, again, I saw this idea originally with Nachum Rabinowitz's Tshuvas and Simin Chaf Beis Chaf Gimel. That's what I was saying over at the end of the year. And therefore, Yesuvei Daita doesn't, Yesuvei Daita by Achola is different than Yesuvei Daita by Yoledes. That's what I thought. Jake argued with me yesterday after Shir. Jake suggested that there are cases of comatose women who deliver babies. And therefore, you don't really have to be relaxed, I would argue.
Right. No, no, so
I'd argue punct facere, right?
You say punct facere. So it's not because you have to be active, but you can say it like this, you can't be stressed.
Exactly. If right. you're stressed.
And coma is like the all punct facere, the ultimate relax.
Yeah, that's what I would say, right?
You'd still have the same thing, but it would be phrased differently.
So that's the first sugya. What I want to talk about today is the famous Magen Mishnah. The famous Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid is well known that he paskins that Ani Mevatel Daiti Mitnei Daito. We'll kind of give some background in a second. His nusach is Imhu Chola Sheyish Bo Sakana Mashma Delachol Tzirachav Mechalalin Af Alpi She'im B'Meniyas Dover She'osin Lo Sakana. Zak the Magen Mishnah. Once a person is a cholish yesh bo sakana, you are mechalal Shabbos lechol tzirachav, whatever he needs. It has to be some sort of tzirach. It has to be that it's somewhat necessary. But whatever the person needs, I'm mechalal Shabbos for, even though minias hadovar will not cause any sakana. What's the case?
Chocolate, fudge,
brownie, ice cream. So let's talk about what the case is. Let's talk about what the case is. The sugya over here is a Gemara in Kuf Chav Tes. The Gemara in Kuf Chav Tes tells me that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmua Osen Medura L'Chaya B'Shabbos. A woman about to have a baby, you light a fire for her on Shabbos. Sover Minar L'Chaya In L'Chay L'Lay B'Mais HaGeshamim In B'Mais HaCham L'Lay. The Hava Mina is that only for a chaya, not for a chola, only in the winter when it's cold, not in the summer. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya bar Oven, Amar Shmuel, Hekes dam benitz tanin, osin lo medura fil betkufas tamas. Right, if someone bloodlets, so even in tekufas tamas, which is basically like it is outside at this point, no?
It's like not,
yet, but it's like 157 degrees in the shade, right? So
is it
Tikkun
Tammuz
right
now?
I think Tikkun Tammuz is like the middle of the month, no?
Oh.
I think the Tikkun begins.
Solstice is a little bit later.
Yeah.
I think the solstice is the end of June.
But the point is, June 15th is supposed to be the solstice, right? Around June 15th, June 16th.
It's a little bit later.
So the point is, Zot the Gemara, that Hekes Navinitz Tanein, you can light a fire even betkufas tamuz, even though it's summertime. Now, there is a machlekas harishonim about this gemara. The vast majority of rishonim assume that just like a hekes dam, you could light a fire even in yemos ha-chama. Any chayla, you could light a fire even in yemos ha-chama. So the gemara had a hava amina, sover mina, L'chaya in l'chol alo, kamash malon zak the Gemara. There's no difference between chaya, no difference between chayla, no difference in mos hachama, no difference in mos hageshamim. Light a fire all the time.
Why did fire make it here? That doesn't make it sound for someone else.
So again, the Gemara originally says osin bedura l'chaya b'Shabbos, savar mina l'chaya in l'chol alo. Then the Gemara brings the din of Mekes Dam. So the Pashtus in the Gemara, Rashi Zichr learns like this.
It says the Vinitzdami, not Stamazah.
The Gemara says Hekes Dam Vinitzdami, correct. By a Chaya, the Gemara does not say Nitzdami.
The Chaya blood's coming out also.
So the Chaya blood's coming out. So
I think it's like
250 milliliters. Chaya l'cha'ira is Mekes Dam on steroids. Right? If Mekes Dam has a little bit of blood, a chaya has tons of blood. Agreed?
Which one is the
problem? You're a woman having a baby.
Yeah.
You've been at childbirth.
Yeah. There was like 300 milliliters of blood.
It's, wow. Like, you didn't, right? Like, come on.
They collected in a bag and measured.
You didn't think that was shayach, right? So the Gemara probably means that for a mekiz dam, which is not really a chayle, it has to be nitztanin. But a chayle, even if it's not nitztanin, if you even if he doesn't have chills, you can be mechal Shabbos. Again, the Gemara starts with chaya, has a suffix. What about chayle? The Gemara then says, I have a raya from mekiz dam benitztanin. So what about the din of a chayle? The Gemara doesn't say beferish. There is a girsa in the Gemara.
Like, make is dam, but not nitztanin? Like, is that anything?
Make is dam, not nitztanin. The chayra is nothing, because make is dam is not even sick, right? Make is dam is not even sick. That's what chayra, what emerges. But a chayla who mamish is sick, so then the Gemara is not beferish the way we have it. But Rashi, many Rishonim understand that a chayla, you're going to light a fire for no matter what.
Meaning if that's what he needs, no?
Meaning if that's what
meaning
he needs.
Meaning
if,
fire.
If that,
that.
Meaning if that's what he needs. Like, in other words, just fire. Like... In a,
if I have a stubbed toe, lighting a fire won't help. Like
again, I'm talking about chayla sheyesh bo sakana. But here it goes. Right? The Gemara says, the Gemara in a parentheses, here you have a Gemara in front of you. The Gemara in a parentheses that's not Kufchav Tesam at Aleph, it's saying the 15th wide line. The Gemara says, Lohi, Loshna Chaya, Loshna Chola, Loshna Yemais Hagashama, Loshna Yemais Hachama. Right? In other words, the Gemara seems to be saying that Chaya is the same as Chayla. That seems to be a girsa in the Gemara. That is a girsa in the Gemara, but that girsa is in parentheses. And then the Gemara quotes, the statement of Hekiz Dam Benitztanim. The Rambam writes that Ein Oisin Medura L'Chayla. The Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Yud Dalet says Ein Oisin Medura.
Sounds like for even according to our girsa, be most shaman kliyam lo pligi that you would. My focus would be about be most had.
Okay, fair, fair point. The shaila, although that's also not clear. The one thing I know in the Gemara is that for a chaya, be mais hachama in for sure. That's chaya be mais hageshamim. The only thing that's abundantly clear is Chaya B'mos HaGeshamen.
Mm-hmm. I think Hekiz Dam B'Nitztanin is parallel to Mos
HaGeshamen. Hekiz Dam B'Nitztanin.
It's getting the chills. It's like...
Okay.
It's getting
the chills. So those are the two... So those two...
Nitztanin just means that he adds for the candle. I don't think they're like so...
Nitztanin means he's getting chills.
So those two dinim, I know. The two dinim that are beferish in the Gemara are a Chaya... And Hekiz Dam B'Nitztanin, and it's possible that even Chaya is only B'mois HaGeshamim because it's Nitztanin, right? It's very possible to learn the Gemara like that. And that would mean that a Chayla, you do not light a fire for them at all.
That would mean a Chayla B'mois HaGeshamim, you light a fire, no?
No, not necessarily.
Just like a Hekiz Dam.
Make is dam is only when it's nitztanein. Let's say I have a chayla and it's not nitztanein. Even in yemais hageshomim, nitztanein, does nitztanein mean that it's cold? When nitztanein means I get chills.
Kashas, I think, means chills. Like he's getting chills, your word is going to go into shock.
Okay, agreed. And that might mean that if it's cold outside, who says it's a heter to light a fire for a chayla?
If he's getting chills, then...
If he's getting chills and a chanami, I agree.
This is a stam, prophylactically.
Yeah. Prophylactically, nachain. Rambam paskins, you can't. Rambam writes, ein osim medur l'chayla. The Ravid says, you're wrong. The Ravid writes, Rambam, you're wrong. Because it's beferish in the Gemara in Yuma that mechamen chamen l'chayla. But maybe that Gemara means a chayla sheyesh bo sakana. But a chayla she'ein bo sakana is what the Rambam is talking about. Meaning, the Ravid suggests where the rabbi says that a cholish yesh bo sakana, I light a fire for. No questions asked. Cholish ein bo, right? In other words, the rabbi is saying cholish yesh bo sakana, light a fire, no questions asked.
And we want to make sure he doesn't get the chills. If he gets the chills, he's already.
We want to make sure he doesn't get the chills. Correct. And even in Yemais HaChama, I'm going to light a fire. L'chayra.
Even if there's no chashash, he's going to get the chills.
There, the Ravid says,
you're going to light a fire.
That's what the Ravid says. L'chayra. Cholash yish b'sakon, you light a fire. Va'ani hoyisi sovra l'farish. Zot the Magen Mishnah. I would have thought, d'chaya dafka toich shiva. Heating up hot water is different than making a fire. Heating up hot water, you need the hot water, why? To go inside you. You need the hot water somehow to part of the healing process. Remember before, they didn't have sterile anything, no? So you heat hot water. So maybe heating hot water is okay. But who says you can make a fire? So the Magen Mishnah writes, Ani hayisi sara loymar, that you can't light a fire. I, the guy, might have chills. Right now he doesn't have chills. He might get chills. Zuck the Magen Mishnah, I would have said, you're not going to get chills. I'll put on blankets and you won't get sick. However, aval ani mevato daiti mipnei daitoi. I'm mevato my das to the Ravid's pshat in the Rambam that ocholo she'ein bo sakona, you don't light a fire, but ocholo she'yesh bo sakona, you do light a fire. And therefore, if it's ocholo she'yesh bo sakona, you do kol tzirachov. Af al pi she'ein b'mnias hadover she'oisim bo mishum sakona. Zot the Magen Mishnah. That he is maskim ledina to the Ravid's perish in the Rambam, that once someone's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, you do anything and everything, even ein b'minias hadavar hahu mishum sakana. Once you are hugdar as yesh bo sakana, light a fire, he doesn't need it, you could put blankets on, good enough. That's what the Ravid said. That's what the Magen Mishnah says, Ladina. What's the Bayer?
Even if heat has nothing to do with the injury he has currently experienced?
It has nothing to do with the injury you experienced. Zok the Magen Mishnah, once you're a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, do whatever you do. Do whatever you do. Even what?
Can you smoke a cigar?
Can you smoke a cigar? I don't know. I mean,
yes, obviously. How not?
Like, he's a chayla. I might as well, go to the movies.
So we'll have to try to be mag there, what the Magen Mishnah means.
I mean, movies is a bit of a different problem.
And smoking a cigar isn't. Come on, Jake. You've been here long enough. Smoking a cigar, dude, right? This is the Chivo. He's super indigestive. The cases, let's say, can you turn on an air conditioner? A heater? That's basically...
I mean, the heater is an easy one. The air conditioner is the opposite. When you say there's a difference between to heat them up and cool them down.
Okay.
No. Would there be a difference?
Maybe not. I think according to the Magen Mishnah's read, no difference. I'm doing it for the chayla. I want it to be more comfortable.
It's still a question to me that it's cold outside. That it's cold inside and you want to make it warm for homeostasis.
What about the opposite case?
If it's the summertime, there's no hectic to light a fire.
Yeah. It's Mekomos HaKor. But again, we're not talking about the guy has chills. I want to be very clear.
This is without the chills. Yeah.
It's Mekomos HaKor, you light a fire, even though you could use blankets. That's what I see in the Magen Mishnah. The Hesber of the Magen Mishnah, Zucht Velvel Soloveitchik, is Azoy. Rambam tells me in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, Klolo Shodover, Shabbos legabe chola sheyesh bo sakono, harehu kechol lechol hadvarim shehu tzarech bahen. Shabbos is Wednesday. Right? Amazing, no? Anything that he needs, it has to be a tzarech ktsas. But anything he needs, Shabbos is kechol lechol dovar.
Should I offer him a blanket first, and he'll say, "I don't want the extra weight."
The Magen Mishnah would say unnecessary to offer him a blanket first. Light a fire on a Wednesday.
Says,
on a Wednesday, if it's cold outside on a Wednesday, what would I do? Would I turn up the heat, or would I put on a blanket?
Depends how cheap I am.
I don't know anyone who sits at home with their winter coat during the winter. I don't know anyone who does that. We turn up you do. If the heat is out in your building, you wear a winter coat out.
It's a winter coat and a sweater. Like, some people will leave their thing at 70 instead of turning it up to 73.
Again, I'm not getting that detailed. I'm just learning a Magen Mishnah. Ugh. Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet. I think I put this on the Maror Mekomis. I don't remember anymore. Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet. Right? Maka Shulchol in a Tzricha Omer. Again, we'll have to talk about, I don't know if we should talk about this or not, but in Chilash Yish Bosakon, Shulchan Aruch tells me that any internal injury, any maka shocholol, is by definition a cholash yesh bo sakana.
It's like a puncture wound?
If it's a puncture wound, or even if you know that an internal organ is injured, it's considered by definition maka, that's a maka shocholol. Anything me hashinayim velefnim, even an injured tooth, it's a suffix in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, whether an injured tooth, min hashinayim velefnim, what about the shinayim itself? It's a sfeika detina lahalacha we paskin safek pekuach nefesh lahachmir. Your machalo Shabbos, right, for dentistry. Machalo Shabbos for dentistry.
So what in his urine? So you have a chashash as a kidney stone.
Chashash kidney stone. Any of these things. Chashash appendicitis. Right, machalo Shabbos.
What? The lashon is pekuach nefesh lachomra, not pekuach nefesh lekula.
Depends on your perspective. We're Mechalo Shabbos. I mean, like, come on.
The first is Vargas. But I'm curious if it's...
Zuck the Shulchan Aruch. You're Mechalo Shabbos and a Maka Shulchol. And Os Eino, here, Afilo Ein Shom Bekiyim, V'choylo Eino Eimer Klum, right? You have a maka shochol, an internal injury. The chol is not saying I need anything. There's no doctor saying he needs anything. Nonetheless, osim lo kol sheregilim lasos b'chol. You do anything he needs. That's the nusach Magen Mishnah. That's the nusach of the Magen Mishnah. Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. If it's yoidu makirim, but also chol, that it could wait, and you don't have milchal shavus, and you wait. But if it's a chol sheyesh b'sakana, and we don't know if waiting will do anything, mechal al Shabbos, and I'm mechal al Shabbos in a way that I do kol tzrachov. Anything that's a tzorech, even though it won't cure him, even though if I don't do it, it won't make him worse, I can light a fire even though the guy needs blankets. Even the guy could suffice with blankets. Magen Mishnah. Magen Avram Paskins, like this Magen Mishnah. He quotes it. I am Asher Kosov Sif Yud Ches, the Magen Avram says, which is our case of Hekiz Dam Benitz Tanin. And apparently, even any other Chayla is going to be Mechalal Shabbos. Not only Benitz Tanin, any Chayla Shish Bosakana or Mechalal Shabbos. V'kein kosev Radvaz in Chelek Dalad Simin Kuslavet. This is what the Radvaz says. So let's go slowly.
Like the Magen Mishnah.
So the Radvaz agrees like the Magen Mishnah. So Magen Mishnah, Magen Mishnah says a Mechal Shabbos for Kol Tzrachov. The Rashi disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. The Bir Halacha quotes a bazillion Rishonim, and he says they all disagree with the Magid Mishnah's Perush and the Rambam, or they disagree la halacha with the Magid Mishnah. The Bir Halacha writes, Lefi ani yistaiti tzarech iyun, because harbe poskim cholken asvarazu, Rashi disagrees, Tosfos disagrees, the Ran disagrees, etc. Tosfos Yeshanim disagrees, the Meiri disagrees, right, etc., etc., etc. There's two opinions in the Orza Rua. There might be another Meiri that agrees with the Magen Mishnah, but the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim disagree with the Magen Mishnah. Therefore, Lefi Ani Yistaiti Ha'ikar K'moshe Kasavnu, K'moshe Hichriya Harikanti, which is, like the Mishnah Berurah wrote, that you could do the stuff Ayidei Akum.
What did the Rama say?
The Rama doesn't say anything. The Mechaber writes, we do Kol Ma Shiragino Masas B'chol. The Mechaber paskins this way, Magen Avram paskins this way, but the Mishnah Berurah, instead of cutting Yudalad, writes, look in the Bir Halacha, where we quote many poskim who say that afil b'makom shetzar chilo ein mechalan ayidei Yisrael abedav shiyayush lochosh shem lo yasehu yichbad olav cholyo v'yuchal histakein. You're only mechashas ayidei Yisrael with something that we're worried that if you don't do it, he'll end up in a sakana. But if it's barur she'im b'mnias also davar chashar sakana, still, ein osin osa b'shabes el ayidei goy. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Magen Avram, right? Because he quotes Rav Rishonim, so you don't do kol tzarchei hachola. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, now.
Can I ask this kol tzarchei in a more practical setting? What would you say about somebody who's a hole in a hospital, he's stuck all day in a hospital alone, and he wants to have the TV on?
I'd say, again, so if you could do it al yedei goy, even the Mishnah Berurah would say it's okay. If the Magen Mishnah L'cha'ayra would say that it's okay, again, it could be that's okay for two reasons. It could be that's okay al yisuvei daita, but then we have to be mefalpa whether yisuvei daita would help on these types of things. It might, but for the Magen Mishnah, for sure it's okay. It's kol tzarchav, no? It's not going to help like him.
Physical. It's just
he's no, but Kol, so let's go slowly. Reb Velvel understands Kol Tzrachav as you do whatever you do on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday, if a guy is in the hospital and he's very sick, do you turn on the TV to relax, to make him feel better, to relax him? For sure. Do I turn off or on a light?
It's not the news channel.
Do I turn off a light so the guy could sleep? Everybody would hold its mutter. Because sleeping is something that helps me build up my strength, which will help me get better. Right? The Magen Mishnah is talking about stuff that's not going to help me get better. Magen someone lighting a fire when I could use blankets. It has no medical, medicinal, therapeutic purpose.
Not zero. It's that you don't want him to get
the Magen Mishnah is naming on that there is zero medicinal purpose. Ein tzairech. That's the way he says it. You have very warm blankets. I don't know. But the point is, for the Magen Mishnah, turning on the TV is okay. Al Yedei Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, don't do it al yedei Yisrael, because I have a million shitas who disagree with the Magen Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now it's funny, the shitas that he quotes as disagreeing with the Mishnah Berurah, mostly Rashi. The Beis Yosef quotes Rashi versus the Magen Mishnah. They pass like the Magen Mishnah. So it's a little bit unfair to dig up shitas that the Beis Yosef have already rejected. But that's what he does. That's what the Mishnah Berurah does. He says, only do kol tzrachav al yedei goy. Now, The Hesber of the Magen Mishnah, let me just finish two things. According to Reb Velvel, the Hesber of the Magen Mishnah, that Pekuach Nefesh is like a Wednesday, can be framed in different Lashonis, which means, L'cha'ayra, we could say that Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra on Shabbos. Hutra versus Dechuya. Right, that seems to be the pshat in the Magid mission of the way Reb Velvel understood it. Habayahi, and by the way, and the we'll talk about this in a minute. The pashtus is the Reb Velvel saying that it is Hutra.
Who's the first word to use this word to describe Pekuach Nefesh for Shabbos?
It's in Rishonim, not in the Gemara. In the Gemara, I have a discussion whether Tuma Hutra B'tzibur or not Hutra B'tzibur. Is Avoida Hutra or not? Is Mila Hutra or not? All of these other discussions, I don't think are befeirish in Shas.
Did Rishonim use the word Hutra versus the Hutra by Shabbos?
Yes, by Shabbos they do. And comes along, the problem is like this. The Beis Yosef writes, read a Rambam. Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Zakhni Rambam, ready? First word in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. I'll let you read. First word Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. What's the word?
Dechuya.
Dechuya! Katuv Berambam? It's Dechuya, not Hutra.
Now, Dechuya what?
Dechuya hi HaShabbos. Dechuya hi HaShabbos m'pnei sakonis nefashos. So like, how can...
Labraya. How do you know the Rambam uses those words specifically?
So it
not, if it's not in the Gemara and other Rishonim made up, how do you know the Rambam uses the words that way?
So what you're arguing would get you kicked out of Brisk in a second. You are arguing that the Rambam is using words imprecisely.
Is that what I said?
No.
How do you know that he used the words the way the other Rishonim uses them? He might have a very...
That means imprecise.
That doesn't mean imprecise. He's using the words differently.
He's using the word differently. He has his own consistent over the Mishnah Torah. It might not be the same as yours. That was definition.
There's a okay, guys, I gotta teach something, you know, like, I know you're having fun and you're learning Torah, but you're not learning the Torah I want you to learn. Shulchan Aruch writes, let's say you have a cholish yish busakana and he needs meat. Shochatim lo. But you don't give him nevela, you shecht for him. But if the chayla needs to eat la'alter, and the nevela is right there, then you give him the nevela. If the guy mamish needs to eat right now, and you don't have, like by the time you bring the sheikhet or whatever, it'll take an extra 10 minutes, give him nevela right now. But if the guy could wait 10 minutes, it's better to shecht on Shabbos than to give him treif meat. Why? Why? So the Beis Yosef writes that it depends on whether I hold Shabbos as Hutra or Dechuya. The Beis Yosef writes, Rabbi Yosef Karo.
Didn't we have this discussion about the women going to the mikvah? Single women going to the mikvah?
Now you're like
one by many Surim.
Ah, exactly. One mahalach is the Ram says I shecht for the chayla because every bite of nevela is another iser, and it's better to do one big iser than many little isurim. Right? We spoke about the truth that Rav Moshe wrote to Rabbi Manny Rackman's father about selling the chametz of a store, right? We speak Chazanish by Shehiya, the Eglay Tal about staying on a tree or jumping off of the tree if you climb up the Isser. And the Eglay Tal says that every moment I'm on top of the tree on Shabbos, I'm in violation of an Isser. So it's better to violate one big Isser and take a jump off the tree. So the problem really is which Rambam I read. The Beis Yosef is taking Halacha Aleph very seriously. And the Beis Yosef says, since the Rambam paskins, like the man to Omer in Yuma, that Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur, so also B'Shabbos, it should be Dechuya. Like, hello, I don't get that one at all. And the Rambam writes, it's Dechuya Eitzel Shabbos. And therefore, he assumes that according to the Rambam, you would not be allowed to shecht meat for the Chayla.
This is from Joseph's house?
Well, this is Joseph's house. This is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef Shimcha Chesef Yodalad. Now, what this means is Hazoi. The question, according to Reb Velvel, is disagreeing with the Beis Yosef about the Pshat and the Rambam. Right? Reb Velvel saying that the Rambam fundamentally holds Chutra. And therefore, the Magad Mishnah is right, it could do Kol Tzrachav. The Beis Yosef paskins, you can do Kol Tzrachav, even though it is Dechuya. But you have to realize that you might not be accepting the Magad Mishnah's perish of the Rambam.
Is it so much that the Magad Mishnah is old Scripture?
No, he doesn't use the word. But Reb Velvel says that's the Pshat. Is there another Pshat in the Rambam? Yes.
And the Rambam.
Right. Another Pshat in the Magad Mishnah. Yes, there it is. The Radvaz. The Bir Halacha quotes this Radvaz at the end of this Bir Halacha. He quotes the Radvaz in Chelak Dalet Simen Kuf Lamed Kosav Shenishaze Beheshev Bekitzarev Sheyesh Deos V'dato Lahokel V'lo Hevi Raya Alzer Rak Bisvara Ba'alma. Gosh, Bir Halacha, you're like, he's saying it's a short tshuva in the Radvaz. He has a question, can you do called Tzrachav? He says it's mutter, but he doesn't bring any rayas misvar. He doesn't bring any rayas? He has a gevaldik raya. His raya is a zoi. How come I shecht meat rather than giving the person the vela? Zok the Radvaz, and it's other Rishonim say this, the Rosh says this, if I'm a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, and I'm going to know that I have to eat treif. An Erlich Yid, when he knows that he's eating treif, you know what he's going to do? It's going to make him sicker. The guy's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. But you know how a Jew should feel about eating treif? The guy's going to say, you gave me chazer. What are you doing? How do you give me chazer? He's going to get even sicker because he has the chazer. Because there's a concern, even a concern, which, as we would say, is zayir far-fetched, right? But still, there is some concern that techila, that it will make him worse. That's the pshat in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah's oisin kol tzerachav means something, anything that perhaps I could conceivably say might make it worse. Reasonably, it's not going to make him worse. Right? Reasonably, the guy would know, I'm really sick, I'm going to have to be Machal Shabbos, or anyway, I'll eat treif. That's what a reasonable chayla would say. But there is some concern that you can have an erlich chayla, that the guy's mamish going to get so sick because he'll know that you're giving him chazer. That concern is enough to be Machal Shabbos. This means as follows, and my friend the Megillah Sefer makes this point. There is no din of lo samar adam reyecha over here. Mm-hmm. Of course not, no? Mm-hmm. It's not, it's so unlikely that it's going to make the guy worse, but the Magen Mishnah still says kol tzrachav. Because I follow, right? So I have two perushim in the Magen Mishnah. That's effectively what I'm saying. One perush in the Magen Mishnah is totally hutra. Anything goes. The other perush is the Radvaz, that only stuff which I could perhaps conceive in a conceptual way that if he doesn't have it, he'll get worse.
Right. Mistaber, no?
I think the Radvaz is very is much more mistaber.
I
agree with you.
Wait, I was going to say that I agree with the Bimur Halacha.
I think it's more mistaber shot than Rabbi Mishnah.
I agree but, with you.
Wait. I was about to
the beer halacha. Why do you think? Why are you wrong?
Because it seems like I'm not. Well played. It seems like a massive stretch to get. Listen, I haven't seen the Russian side, but let's just take the Rush. Let's say a black box for each other. Let's say the Rush, who says this idea that the Erlach HaYid is going to have this problem. But it doesn't sound to me, at least inherently, like it's an inherently very far-fetched thing, and therefore you're mako on it. Therefore, you can do it. It sounds
someone
to me like it's a far
off. They fed you chaser, you throw up.
I mean, but right, that's the problem. I'm not an Erlach
again. This is a guy.
that's the same problem.
This is a guy who has a disease. He's mamish a cholishish besakona. He could die.
Right.
Is he? What's the likelihood that because he knows that the food they gave him is chazer, he's going to get sicker? If I feed him chazer, he's going to get worse, and he's gonna. Right. That's what the Radvaz is
feel
saying.
Terrible about it. You don't have to be such an Erlach HaYid to feel terrible about it. Don't feel terrible about
but
it. I don't want
feeling
to feel...
so terrible, it's going to make me sicker.
Yeah, easy.
Maybe
stressed out.
But so that's the Radvaz.
The soma is so stressed out that we are Yisubei Daita by lighting a fire. She can't even see.
Again, I'm not using the word Yisubei Daita.
I'm not using Yisubei Daita either. But I'm telling you what things can stress people out.
This is called cold shrug. It's not Yisubei Daita.
I'm just making the point that certain things can stress people out, even if they don't make so much sense to.
I agree with that. So anything which conceivably could make the guy feel bad. In other words, the guy wants the TV on. Is it conceivable, perhaps, that the guy is going to begin to breathe quickly because the TV isn't there? He's going to get all fire hits. I want the TV on the one TV. Yeah, it's conceivable. Whatever.
But then absolutely crazy.
You have to like my grandfather liked to watch TV. Not everybody likes to watch TV. Like
if you don't like it, again, but
I find that absolutely crazy.
What about a guy
saying like,
so, why I'm just trying to say, Chefer, I'm just trying to say as follows. The Magid Mishnah's Teich, excuse me, the Revolver's Teich in the Magid Mishnah is because it's Hutra, because it's Kechol Lechol Devarav. The Radvaz has a different pshat. Now, one of the Bir Halacha's kashas on the Magid Mishnah is if the Magid Mishnah is right, that you do Kol Tzrachav for Chol Eshiyish B'Sakana, So then I should feed every chola on Yom HaKippurim as much as he wants. Because once you're chola sheyish b'sakana, anything goes. If it's mamish chutra. So frek the bir halacha. How come you do shi'urim on Yom Kippur?
Isn't your only
base
something
that wasn't that fast? Whoa. So no. Or you're thinking, or you've been blinded by what you learned in our yeshiva.
Yes.
Yes. Kal tchila.
Kal tchila. Shi'urim. Frek the bir halacha kasha. Old raim mas nisin nachol amachilun also al pi bekiyin below umdina. And still we give him, right? We give him shiurim on Yom Kippur. Why do we give him shiurim? If it's osin kol tzrachav, if it's mamashek a Wednesday, right? The bir halacha is understanding the Magid Mishnah like Reb Velvel, and he says, according to you, how come there's a din of shiurim? So if you read the piece in Reb Velvel, you know what Reb Velvel says? The din of shiurim is not true for achayla sheyesh b'sakana. The din of Shi'urim, Reb Velvel quotes from Zayin Tata, he quotes from Reb Chaim, that we only give Shi'urim to Chole Shiyush Bo Sakana, or we don't give we only give Shi'urim to someone who we are worried might become a Chole Shiyush Bo Sakana. But someone who's already a Chole Shiyush Bo Sakana, there is no Shi'urim at all. That's how Reb Chaim paskind. Reb Shechter has said, I've heard him say it, that the Rav apparently made Reb Moshe Soloveitchik take a neder that he would paskin like the Tate, paskin like Reb Chaim. The Mesoira in Valojin was to paskin that for a real cholish yesh bo sakana, once you have made it to cholish yesh bo sakana, you don't eat shiurim at all on Yom Kippur. Eat normally. Eat to your heart's content. The Reb David Tevel, who was the Nachlas David, who was a Rosh Hashiva in Valozhin, apparently he was the biggest goyin as Rosh Hashiva in Valozhin, but he didn't speak so well, so Talmidim didn't like him. That's why he wrote the Sefer Nachlas David, is Gevaldik. Reb David Tevel used to say that the Mesor from Reb Chaim of Valozhin is that for someone Zochela Sheish Basakona, eat as much as you want in Yom Kippur. Eat as much as you want. Because Magid Mishnah, Hutra, end of conversation. I've had shilas. Like, I remember one time I had a complicated shiloh. A woman who had kidney issues. Her kidneys were barely functioning. So the shiloh was, she needed X number of ounces of water on the day. If you'll do shiurim throughout Yom Kippur, you'd have to spend your whole Yom Kippur drinking. Like, Mom mentioned, she needed enough water. She needed like 18 ounces or 20 ounces. So in order to get that amount of water, she could do it either shiurim, but she'd Mom spend all day Yom Kippur drinking. Alternatively, right, maybe don't do shiurim. Don't do shiurim. So Rabbi Neuberger was like handling on the shayla. He didn't know what to do. Like, he was like very nervous about the shayla. So I figured, I'm making as Rabbi Neuberger, as Rav Shechter. So Shechter is like, Reb Chaim, you're a cholish yesh b'sakana. Your kidneys are failing? Eat normally. Forget what? Eat normally. Shine. Gevaldik. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Right? Hutra. That's a really interesting psak. I don't think that's mainstream Yiddishkeit.
Shechter always says it over as if it's...
If Shechter says it over like a dover pashut, right. Mainstream Morei Hora'a don't say this.
Really?
Mainstream Morei... Right, that's what I meant by you've been blinded by being in our yeshiva. Right? You go anywhere else, Zezok Nisht. Okay, gentlemen, we have to daven mincha. Have a marvelous day.
I mean, it's a good ride. I would have a hemshech of a lodge in it.